Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Well, if there's one man who's got enough money to buy horses at this sale, it is our very own trials guru, Glenn Ingram, the Leviathan punter and owner. How are you, Glennie?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. I wish I was there with you. I could have just come up in the suitcase.
Well, have you been having a look at some of the horse flesh? A little bit like when we were talking to Lizzie Jelfs the other day. You're the supreme trial files wizard. Do you like to look at the yearlings as well and see what the future may hold?
I do. I like to think I'm a bit of an expert, and I did my list and my numbers, and oh my God, the prices up there are crazy. So I'm glad I'm not up there because I'd be broke.
Have you ever purchased a horse? Good morning to you, Glenn. Great to catch up with you, mate. Tom, have you ever purchased a horse at the sales?
Good morning, Gareth. No, I haven't. No. I bought a yearling, obviously, over at Karaka, but that was, I think Darren Weir picked that up for us. Not personally.
As Nathan Bennett joined us, I think the Mailbag team, they've gone into the bloodstock game, like the Bald Eagle bloodstock. You'd be selling shares for fun.
Oh, it's got a ring to it, Gareth. Maybe we should get that going.
You'd be definitely hiding them in trials, however.
Gareth, this is a new money-making venture, which has just fallen out of the sky. Like, just become a bloodstock agent.
He's just onto this.
I did ask Bob Peters one day. I said to Bob when I was in WA, and of course, Bob Peters, the champion, he'd nearly be the most successful breeder
in the
country.
For sure.
And I said, Bob, what's the secret, mate? He goes, you need a lot of money. And he goes, there's no point just buying one mare because something will go wrong. You need about 10. I thought, oh, well, thanks for dashing my dreams, Bob. But I still might have a crack, Michael.
Well, I think Glennie will help us out. We can build the bank because I'm so excited to get to this two-year-old race on Saturday that you've been talking about this horse, English Riviera. But before that, who's caught your eye during the week, Glenn?
Yeah, okay. Werribee, Heat 1, Groundswell. He was last seen in the Group 1, Rupert Clark, but he's jumped out twice since that returning from the spell. So he had a quiet jump out late last month, and then he had the blinkers on there at Werribee, and he won his heat by a big margin. He did similar last prep before he came out and won very impressively. So Groundswell's going good. Usually his first two runs of the preparation are his best. So pretty keen to follow Groundswell.
Looking forward to seeing Sinawan and what it can do this campaign. How did it look in the jump outs?
Yeah, he's such an impressive animal. He finished back in the field, but don't worry about that. He was just kidding around. He was switching legs, and he's got so much class and personality, this horse. This is just a pipe opener as he heads towards better races over the autumn carnival. I certainly want to be following. I think he's a really smart horse.
Finance Tycoon, speaking of Magic Millions, it was a very good juvenile for Team Hayes now with Danny O'Brien. How does it look on its resumption?
Yeah, well, he just had the one run for Danny last prep, but he went for a spell and he's come back, and this is his only jump out this preparation. I thought it was fantastic. He went forward early, held a strong gallop to the line. He was under a very quiet ride, so there was plenty in the tank there when he got to the line. He may have another stronger piece of work before we see him back at the races, but he could be another heading to the autumn carnival riches.
And looking forward to your analysis of the two-year-olds. You might have found one at the jump outs for us to follow.
Yeah, there's a real eye-catcher here at Flemington recently. Rain Lord there in Heat 7. He followed up again. That could jump out with another stylish win. He's professional. He's a natural runner. Of course, he's by that former speed, the Lord of the Sky that Robbie Lang trained. He's with Team Snowden, so he's in the right camp there to be up and going early. He's got speed to burn. So he's showing great promise. We'll see how much, stamina. Michael, we'll see what stamina he's got on debut. So,
hopefully more than Michael Falgate showed this week.
And that's why my voice is sounding markedly better than Gareth. Cranbourne, jump outs, there were some big names that headed there during the week. And speaking of big money, two-year-olds, there's an I'm Invincible two-year-old from Team Ma and Eustace that you're keen to follow.
Yeah, and the Aussie Kerr colours there, count the headlights. Very smart colt, this one. It was just his first jump out. He was restrained to take a sit, but when he chimed in, gee, let down nicely there, last 200 metres. So he went to the line with another horse that goes well from the Pricing Kent Junior stable called Eureka Storm. So I think that's two two-year-olds to follow out of Heat 1.
Any other two-year-olds?
Just the one, Michael. Heat 3, I'm loving you as a capitalist filly with the Pricing Kent Junior stable. It was a second jump out. Of course, she jumped out behind a couple of smart horses there last week, but she shot away for an easy victory here. She looks really good. She's in the United Syndication colours. Certainly a horse to follow.
How did Enfar look?
Back to her brilliant best last start. And again, here at the jump out, she appeared in top order there. She ran serious time there. I think it was 44.98. Absolutely flying. She did it all on the bit. So just a nice little pipe opener ahead of her next target there, Enfar. But she's in good order.
And Generations, another smart horse from the Mar Eustace stable that you were impressed with.
Yeah, look, he played catch-up the majority of that heat. He was given a quiet ride. He ran into a well-beaten third there, but they did run fast times. So look for him to do a bit more next time out.
All right. This is the horse that you highlighted almost a month ago now. You said one of the best two-year-old jump-outs slash trials you have ever seen. English Riviera makes its debut on Saturday. What are you thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's pretend we're not on radio for a second. This could be a freak, Michael. This could be a freak two-year-old. This might be the sunlight that Tony McAvoy is looking to replace in his stable. Had another jump out at Tarang recently and just given a little bit of rain there and just shot away for an easy six-length win. She looks seriously smart. So, like, the punters are all over. She knows he's at $2.40. You know, she's got a handle race day and all that sort of stuff, but yeah, she's a very serious horse.
Glenn, tell you about this filly?
When it was 50-1 in the Blue Diamond.
We were walking down Surface Paradise and Tony McAvoy was about 300 metres away and Falgate started running and chasing after him and I was working out why and it was us about this filly.
He's very happy with her. We will get Tony.
You bailed him up for poor about 30 minutes.
We will get Tony when he arrives.
How much have you had on her?
No, just a little.
I saw the betting ticket, something. Jackie. Put it this way. If it wins, book your trip to Europe.
There's a long way to go before the Blue Diamond. But anyway, this could be one of the major lead-up races, pardon me, because Maximilius was also a boom two-year-old, and he trialled well recently as well.
Yeah, he did. Out of that good mare Scandiva, the Black Caviar family. So it's another smart type. He looks a real racehorse, Maximilius. So going to be stiff opposition, but I think the deep field may have him covered on race day. Looking forward to the clash.
Yeah, can't wait to see that on Saturday. What about a moneymaker today?
Well, we've got three today, Michael. We've got three really good bets there. Let me just get them up. Ararat Race 3, number 5, Let's See from the Murrin Eustace Stable, the next Kiwi. Loved its jump out this preparation. Tonight, Pakenham Race 1, number 5, Madame Dugas has been a standout at Cranbourne recently. And Pakenham Race 2, number 12, All She Wrote for Matt Laurie Stable. She's a very nice Tavachi filly. She's had two superb jump outs. I think there's three winners there for us today.
Been outstanding as always, Glennie. Good luck today and on Saturday.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.